Nehemiah chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brothers the Jews. Because there were those who said, We, our sons, and our daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat, and live. There were some also who said, We have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn, because of the drought. There were also those who said, We have borrowed money for the king's taxes, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brothers, our children as their children, and, look, we bring our sons and our daughters into bondage to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought to bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them. Because other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles, and the rulers, and said to them, You all charge usury, interest, to your brothers. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said to them, We after our ability have redeemed our brothers the Jews, which were sold to the heathen, ungodly nations. And will you even sell your brothers? Or shall they be sold to us? Then they held their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, It is not good what you do. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, ungodly nations? Our enemies. I likewise, and my brothers, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I beg you, let us leave off this usury. I ask you to restore, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, that you exact of them. Then they said, We will restore them, and will require nothing of them, so we will do as you have said. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house, and from his labor, who does not perform this promise, even in this manner may he be shaken out, and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, let it be, and praise the Lord Jehovah. And the people did according to this promise. Furthermore, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, 3623 AH 419 BC, even to the 32nd year, that is, 12 years, I and my brothers have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors who had been before me were chargeable to the people, and had taken from them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. About 16 ounces, 454 grams, yes, even their servants bore rule over the people. But I did not, because of the fear of God. Yes, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither did we buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there to the work. Furthermore, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those who came to us from among the heathen. Ungodly nations. Who are around us? Now that which was prepared for me daily was one ox and six choice sheep, also birds were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sorts of wine, yet for all this I did not require the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think of me, my God, because of the good, according to all that I have done for these people.